But just when Tim had his hands full of the bright marsh marigolds, he hurt his foot on a sharp stone. Then a fat green frog jumped so close to his face that it frightened him, and he fell into the water. Poor Tim got up, wet and muddy, and hurried out of the swamp. After cleaning himself as well as he could with his little handkerchief, he went on to school. "What shall I say to the teacher for being late?" Tim asked himself. "Oh, how I wish I had gone where the fairy shoes wanted me to go." When the little boy reached the school, he quietly opened the door. The boys of his class were standing ready for a lesson. As soon as they saw Tim, all of them began to laugh. And no wonder. There on the floor, just where Tim would have stood, were the fairy shoes. And each of them was a beautiful marsh marigold. "You have been in the swamp, Timothy," said the teacher. "Put on your shoes at once." When his lessons were over, Tim was glad enough to let the fairy shoes take him straight home. After that, he did just as the little shoes wanted him to do, and soon learned to obey as quickly as his brothers.